Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew.
They gonna wanna hit the horn.
Thank you. morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I am Andrew from live on location this morning. If my voice sounds a little hoarse, guess what? If you know me, you know I've been talking. I feel so good. I'm so glad I'm prepared. This is the homecoming edition. We're going to have some people come in and talk about some things. You know, but we're going to take care of a little business first. As always, read your African-American newspapers no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. We have Texas Metro News, My Eye Messenger, and the Garland Journal just to boot. If you need news, let us tell it our way. You know, there's a conventional and way that ABC, CBS, and other outlets can give it. But you know what? I'm going to give it as country. I'm going to cut it down to the bone. My style. That's why it's called The World According to Drew. We're going to have some people come and share this epic experience that we had in Tallahassee over the week. And as always, we're going to start out with a little news, give you some highlights at the top of the hour. You know what? I'm unscripted. I don't give a... Yes, I do. Why I'm tripping. I'm just tripping because, you know what? I've been up all night just excited about what happened. You know, if you're in Tallahassee, you know what happened. If you're somewhere else, you know what happened too. So we're going to keep things going along a little bit, get a little news going on. Man, what in the Sam Pickens are these people around here shooting at a city councilman's house, leaving one person dead and three? You know, we talk about gun control. In Texas, man, it's an okay corral. You can walk with a gun on your hip with no form of training. I pass the gun range every day going on, and the numbers have gone down because people feel they don't have to know how to shoot. Just get it put on the holsters. You know, every time I go in a restaurant, I'm looking for Matt Dillon, somebody, whatever weapons, rifleman, because everybody's toting a gun. Yeah, I said toting. You know what I mean, because I'm going to tell it like it T.I. is this morning. Feeling good. It's about 9:15 on the East Coast, 8:15 for those who are waking up in Dallas this morning. This will be the homecoming edition. I'm just so excited this morning. Tongue twisted, everything. Some other hot news we'll talk about a little bit. American Airlines canceled more than 600 flights. And I'm like, man, that's my carrier. So we're going to hopefully we'll get out of here tomorrow and just pray for us and everybody for a safe return back to their home. But it has been a fun-filled, absolutely wonderful weekend here in Tallahassee, if you didn't know where I was before. Everything started out, and we will get to the news. I'm so excited about homecoming. I can talk about it now. Started the week out, just so excited. Started it out, fashion shows and everything else that you can think about going on. Gave different twists here and there, as they call it. They had the crowning of the queen of Florida A&M, and hopefully we'll hear from one of the former Miss Florida Agricultural and Mechanical Universities. But got a chance to see some old friends. They had concerts galore, one-night stand comedies. They had a barbecue. I didn't have much mouth. Barbecue. So much is going on. I'm telling you, I'm just so happy with the giving. We have somebody talking about giving to FAMU the money that they receive. If you got a child in Tallahassee, you've been given or had a child come through, you definitely know what giving is all about here at Florida A&M University. It's just beautiful. I want to thank the administration, the grounds. We didn't expect anything less. The grounds, just everything was good. Everything was good. Tallahassee was jumping. We got to do something by them gouging those rooms. But that comes with time. We're not going to let them rain on our parade, so to speak. But just, again, so much is going on. We'll go through things, find out what may have been your favorite events. We'll talk about Will Packer. I know we have some people from the 727 St. Petersburg, the bird, that might want to say something about their homeboy who donated enough money for us to have an amphitheater named after himself. I went to that. That was really nice seeing some of the folks in the crowd. I even got a chance to stand next to Kevin Hart. Couldn't get the camera. I didn't want to seem like a little groupie or nothing. But, I'm like, hey, he with me. But I tell you, I felt like Magic Johnson and Spud Webb. Somebody better tell me. Kevin built close to the ground. So I just want to tell you that. But I mean, the stars. And the stars in my life are all my friends. And running into them, oh, man. Y'all just don't know how good I felt just running into my friends. Friends from different walks of life. And we just having a good time. So, you know what? I talked about news. We're going to get that a little bit later. But for the listening audience, if you want to say something, all you got to do is press 1. I'll bring you up. Hey, let's talk homecoming. Anything. I'm ready. If I don't know it, I can find it. So all you got to do is press 1. Tell us how you felt. What was your experiences doing this epic? And, folks, you have to remember, too, it's been 2 years since we had a homecoming. With the pandemic and everything, and some people acted very responsibly. Some didn't pull the mask up. That's when I started reaching. I probably had 2 or 3 masks. I know I lost by 4 of them, but I had so many in my pocket, I was going to not be without a mask. So, man, just press 1, come in. I see some people from the Birds. I see some people from Tampa. I see some people from Dallas and Tallahassee. So don't be shy. This is the world according to Drew. It is wide open. Please respect that it is Sunday morning. I don't cuss too damn much, but I ain't going to cuss this morning. I'm going to try not to. We got our first one out of the 8-5. Oh, welcome to the world according to Drew. What's going on in your world? Good morning.
Good morning, Drew. This is your Sand Dune Stan Johnson calling you, wishing you. Wanted to wish you a continued 40th anniversary and say it's how wonderful it was to see you and spend time with you this weekend as we celebrate it. So just wanted to chime in and say that.
Okay. Well, good morning, Stanley, to you and yours. Man, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, to see you. But, by us getting together, kind of remember we were here. Not quite snotty nose, but we thought we knew everything the world had to offer. And that's evident. The evidence is still there with the kids of today. But, man, I tell you, this ride, it's been bumpy. But knowing the things that we shared here at Florida A&M together, it made it all worth it, man. Olita Adams just said you can come by trailway, busway, trains, that's how we got here, through Panama City, driving. I saw Bambi on the road. I tried to get on the major highway. Bambi was on the highway, too. So it was, I'm saying, we had a wonderful time. And it's nothing like coming home. So I understand when Dorothy clicked her heels 3 times, there's no place like home. And then being in Tallahassee, that, man, I words cannot express. I feel at this moment. I am truly home. I'm full circle. And so, man, I thank you. Since you're on, just tell us a little bit about your book quickly so we can get you some book sales. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. My partner and I, Cynthia Porter-Lakeen, we have a book out. It's called Journey to Light. And it is a photographic book, which is it's inspirational, and it's a book of quotes and aspirations, and it's thoughts and images honoring the divine. And I apologize for the noise. We're making tea this morning. So, it's a pretty wonderful book that we put together. It took quite a time to get it together, but it's done and produced now. So if anyone was interested in ordering, you can go to stanjohnsoncreative.com and on our website, and you can order it from there.
All right. You know, Stanley, I'm going to tell you this. I haven't told you this before. But when I first met you and we made those T-shirts, man, I was at awe. I said, man, this cat is a bad dude. Now, I had no idea. I do have an autistic bone. I guess that's my talking. But, I've been a kid in the stands just cheering you on from day one. I was so impressed with that. Photography, now book. It's just unbelievable. And we featured Stanley early, I think this year, all my years kind of tying together, within the last year. And he was talking about his photos. He was featured in an art gallery here in the Tallahassee area. Man, just keep doing your thing.
I appreciate you
and appreciate everything. Everything from start to finish. What start is still running because we have not finished. And keep teaching us through your eyes and especially through the photography. Man, I can't say enough about that. So
thank you. I was just saying it's been a quite a journey. It came along with the book, Journey Light, but it's been a long journey developing, and things didn't always go as planned. Things didn't always go on the straight and narrow. It's taken a while to get to where I am now, but I'm continuing to grow and move forward and trying to succeed and achieve. You know, our motto is achievement, so that's what I continue to try to do in my life. And, there's one of the things of, you know, when you have trials and tribulations, you just keep going, keep plugging at it, and eventually you'll be able to get over whatever your challenges are. So I've had good people in my life. You're definitely one of them. People who have inspired me and people who have been very instrumental and important in my life. And so those people keep me motivated and keep me going as well. So, but it's just continuing to move forward. And one of the things I saw this weekend at FAMU. was definitely the weekend that we haven't had in quite a while. And it was very inspirational to see what people are doing and the excitement that's back at FAMU. So.
Right. And Stanley, I can tell you this in life, this might be a little cliche a little bit, but, you know, there are a lot of road bumps when we drive into potholes in the street. And sometimes you're going to hit a few potholes. But as long as you keep your goal and your destination in mind and focus, you can get there. It might not.
Oh yeah.
The good thing of life, it may not come as quickly as we would like it to, but as long as you keep on that journey, man, you can see the finish line. We just got to get there, and sometimes you got to turn left, we go straight. So don't feel like you're by yourself. If I got here with the help of a lot of folks, and I'm still trying just to make a difference. My personal goal is to make a difference in somebody else's life. Because I get it at what I do. And I never forget what my grandmother told me. I talked, I've been talking a long time. And she said, somebody, I'll take the batteries out of that boy so he'll stop talking. So, Grandma, you're a help. And they got me with some energy. I take a licking and I keep on taking all that. IMAX, whatever you want to put in. But Stanley, that's it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you'll be surprised the influence that you will have on lives through photography. Because, we talked about some of your portraits. I think your grandson was in one, and yes, I think your granddaughter, the one in the mirror, and we talked about briefly, and it's just unbelievable. Through your photography, we're able to do things. Folks, again, he gave us a website. It's www.stanleyjohnsoncreative.com.
Stan Johnson. Stan Johnson. It's just Stan. S-T-A-N.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Look, I was trying to respect your born name. Okay. Stan Johnson. We get cool when we get old.
Creative.
Creative.
StanJohnsonCreative.com. Yep.
Okay. And, man, much love to you. Continue to listen. And, you know, we take them back with you because, you know, you're talking about our 40th and how we've gotten together. And I'm going to a little bit later talk about some of the things I experienced because, you know, I'm like Dorothy. There's no place like home. So take care. Much love, brother. Much love.
Same to you.
All right. All right. That was Stanley Johnson. I've been knowing Stanley for a little bit over 40 years. And I'm just happy there were 19 other gentlemen that we crossed over to the great land of Kappa. And we'll talk about that and show you that we just didn't do a little bit then, but we're trying to do now for a lot of students, of future students at Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University. Boy, this thing is lighting up. I'm loving it. We're going to go just in order right quick. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. What's going on in your world this morning?
Is this me?
All right, me. What's going on, partner?
Okay, I'm on. Good morning.
You on? Good morning. Good morning.
Congratulations.
Sound like you're on festivities of the 850 this morning.
Yeah, we enjoyed a few. Congratulations to Stan on his book and everything. I'll definitely check out the website and be getting one of those to support the homeboy there. Talk a little bit about this epic homecoming. Highlight for me is always convocation to start the day and to get me in the spirit. Thought convocation was wonderful. I know we had a lot going on. Because indeed it was epic. We had the naming of the amphitheater, the shooting of First Take up in the same area. Kevin Hart, but I was at a, I chose to be at a convocation, and I just want to say I enjoyed the speaker thoroughly, the comedian and his story. I mean, the guy was engaging. He talked about forgiveness and the power of second chances. Talked about how he was had a little shoplifting thing and being arrested, you know, as a student and having to get people to write letters on his behalf to be able to stay in school and his journey to where he is. Very, very, very encouraging, very uplifting speech he gave. Also, the level of giving that was talked about and that was shown, that was given by the alumnus as well as corporate companies, individuals, various classes, the Greek organizations, I'm pretty sure it was unprecedented for us. And I thought that was just absolutely incredible. Not able to give at the level that a lot of these people give, but I have given consistently, so I just felt that, you know, hey, I'm a part of that. And then I want to talk about a little bit about you and the legacy you've got going, you being a former SGA president at FAMU, and now I know it's got to be just, you know, heartwarming and just completely uplifting for you to see, you know, your daughter following your footsteps as current SGA president and the legacy that's created there. And that's why, I don't know if you noticed, but any time I saw, I tried to refer to it as Madam President to make sure, convey you know, my respect and admiration, you know, for what you've accomplished, and then to see what she is accomplishing currently. Just tremendous, tremendous. And it's what we want to see, you know, in our kids, to not just follow our footsteps, but to exceed, you know, what we've accomplished, and just to continue that that tradition that was blessed to be have been started, you know, by previous generations. I know for you, I think second generation for you, and now, you know, Carrington being third. And talk a little bit about things that happened to me the week leading up to homecoming. My grandson got his acceptance letter to FAMU. So he'll be the third generation, you know, for us, me being the first, my daughter, son, other daughter being second, and now him. And his level of excitement was off the chart, him and his buddies, especially once he got that official acceptance letter. He said he was doing his own college tour up here for homecoming. So just overall, and then to see, you know, the friends be able to go around and, you know, for the game, obviously being the highlight with that thrashing we put on Grambling. Yeah, it was a thrashing. You know, started out as a football game, ended up as a thrashing. And just to be able to visit the different tailgates, catch up with friends, you know, saw so many people, had a chance to interact with people. And then we had the star power there, you know, had a chance to get up close over there with Keisha Lance Bottoms and a few other stars and stuff coming through. And just overall wonderful experience. I don't know what time my grandson and his crew came in this morning. I was up to about 3:30, 4 a.m., still hadn't made it home, so by the time I fell asleep, I didn't even hear him come in, but I looked out there, they made it home safely, praise God. So just overall wonderful weekend, and just congratulations to you, to Carrington, and just keep up the good work.
Well, thank you so much, Lonnie. You know, you talk about traditions, you talk about just trying to set the example, and you never know who's watching. And you know, I'm getting choked up, but
yeah, figured you might. But it's all right.
But all I try to do is just lead by example, and I just wish my parents could have seen the fruit of their labor, trying to pass it on. And I apologize for how I feel right now, but I open up and say it's no place like home, no place like home. And, you know, when you have friends that got staying on, Lonnie is a mother friend that on the line. I thank you, because there would be no me without y'all, no me. And thank you for putting up my corny jokes. Thank you for just being supportive. And, you know, just my heart is full right now. And as I talk, you know, I got to get back. Cheryl's on the line. So as you see, I'm progressing a little bit with tears in my eyes, because I love all of you all. I love my family. This is my family. You leave 100. I want 100. And thank you all for supporting me. I'm not perfect. I never will be. But you all made me do what I do because of your support over the years. And I would never try to ever let you all down, because you all made this person. And I'm going to make sure that your light shines through me even in my darkest days. So I thank you. I love all of you. I mean, I really do. Because I carry a little bit of all of you in me. So I'm getting this thing straight. And the only thing I can think of to get me straight, just let me get it together for about 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And let you hear something that always brings me back.
Shelby Kiffin, the number one song in the country. You know it.
I was doing some cleansing, Lonnie. You started it. But, you know, it's how I feel. You know, I try to be an old tough dude, which I am. Everybody don't get to hear or see, you know, my passion for what I do in life. But I tell you, when I come home, all I can do is be me. You know, we all have our professional lives, but you talking about when I get with my friends, I can be as silly as I want to be, and you don't think anything of it. Because I always want people to be happy. And if you know me, I'm going to make you laugh. I'm going to make you laugh because when I see you happy, I'm happy. And that's how I am with my family. Lonnie, you talk about convocation. Roy Wood did sum it up very well. Is that FAMU is giving people chances that they may not have received in other places. And Roy Woods Jr., he nailed it. He nailed it. And then we've all done things that you can't say publicly, things that need to be public. But, you know, that's the part of growing up. You learn from your lessons. And hopefully, if you're going down that dark road, you make that U-turn and come back. Come back to a point where you can decide what you need to do to grow. And that's what a lot of our HBCUs have done traditionally, is given you an opportunity to be the person that you never thought you could be. And we've had stars this weekend, Anthony Hamilton. I told you I got pretty close to Hart. But, you know, where's the camera? I could try to shoot a selfie or anything like that. But this is the place where you could be a star among the stars. and the young lady, I can't think of the Ali, that does the TV show, you know, how she just broke it down. She just, you know, just everybody started out at the same level. And then Tisha Lance Bottom, the Honorable Tisha Lance Bottom, Cheryl teach me to be, you know, give them their honor, is that she was right here within an arm's distance. And then you go to the parades and things like that. But Lonnie, if you, you know, when you talk about Carrington, I can tell everybody, I saw that coming. Drew has a little bit more kind of laid-back approach, and they're going to get mad with me telling this story. But they were in pre-K at a school called Jimmy Tyler Bashir, and they were singing I Believe I Can Fly. And Carrington took the microphone from Andrew, and he belted out. Well, he said, Mom, Mom, Carrington won't let me sing the song. I knew then that she was going to do great things. Great things at that moment. I'm talking pre-K, 3 and 4. So it was just heartwarming to do something with her. I've done things with Andrew as well. And he's a killer too, but I only wish good things for her. And, you know, it's always a teachable moment. They tell me, Dad, back off, back off. But the thing is, if I would have told my mom that, who knows where I would have been today. So it's that pyramid, like you said with your grandson. Keep working with him. If he's excited about family, we're all excited. He has this truly a family behind him. And so we want to wish everybody the best. And, you know, Lonnie, if you need something, need somebody to put something in his ear, call me. Call me, call me. So as we look at about 43 minutes after the hour, we're going to bring in Cheryl, if she's still there. Hang in there, Cheryl. Here we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Madam President, in our lives, what's going on with you? Welcome to the world, according to Drew.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here because I say, how can I fire him after this?
Well, you know, I will always go gracefully.
First he says, and Harold, you know, you all know how Andrew can be. And I said, okay, he comes to Tallahassee and he doesn't return calls. He doesn't return text messages. So I said, let me call him today. Yeah, right. He called. So I said, let me call in here today. Then he says, I'm going to take the calls in the order they came in. I said, okay. He really feeling himself. Let me go talk to Carrington. And I know how much she loves and respects me, unlike her daddy. And so I said, what if I just break some bombshell news on the world according to Drew this morning, then you started tearing up. This is a village, so I'm going to lay off here. And Carrington is definitely a Jew. It was a wonderful, I said, gosh, if this is as many homecomings as I come to, I just say, gosh, look how homecoming looks during COVID. And then Grambling did not bring their band, and the stands were full. Last count, it was like 31,800. And it was just wonderful, and I just want to do a shout-out. I have put an APB out for my good friend Doug Williams because he's missing in action like you are. And I can remember 20 years ago when he called me to let me know that Grambling was going to beat us. And we didn't get to play that game because he called on a Monday. On a Tuesday, it was September 11th. And the game was canceled on Saturday because nobody was flying. And so I put out an APB, and hopefully someone will find Doug somewhere and tell him it's going to be okay. And it's going to be okay. And so now we go to Southern. And there were some Southern people praying. And but the thing about it, there were people from all over at the game. And it was a beautiful, beautiful experience. And it was great seeing the FAMU legacy that is in Dallas, Texas, you know, there. So I applaud the FAMU League. And maybe I'll get to see you. I don't know when you're coming back to reality, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'll get to
see you. So sometimes we just have to float and let the wind take you where it takes you. But
well, it better take you. It better take your fingers. It better take your fingers to a phone and dial me when you get off the air. And I will tell you. And you talked about Roy Wood Jr., who is a loyal, faithful member of NABJ. And, you know, it's really interesting because you have so many communications majors, and you mentioned my star from Beta Alpha, the Honorable Keisha Lance Bottoms, and she is a communications major also. Kim Godwin was there. So there was a lot of, a lot going on, and FAMU is a place where everybody is a star.
That's right.
Yeah, and so I had a good time. You said
Cheryl,
what?
They may twinkle at different levels, but definitely we all have stars in our rights.
Oh, definitely, definitely. So I want to give a shout out to Vivian Bradley Johnson and Erica and Marva. As always, they represent. And, you know, we're just doing a lot of great things. But I tell you, I had the best crabs, and I want to say to Yolanda, who used to be a member of our chapter, a FAMU alumni in Dallas, and she gave me her crabs last night, and they were absolutely wonderful. So I'm going to be on my way back up on campus shortly. Will you be there?
Yes. I have a few lists I have to fill out by going to get some things. The first half of the trip was all about, I guess, our family getting acclimated to the, you know, back to the city of Tallahassee, making sure parenting was on point. You know, parenting never stops. And, of course, I remember my mom used to tell me things, and I let it come in one ear, and then it go out quicker than it came in. But somewhere it's still stuck enough so you can learn, and that's what I was doing with her this week. You know, a few things, just making sure. But it's... you know, what was great is just the different generations of kids that have come back. And like Lonnie said, his grandson is coming. So it's, you know what, when you lead by example, you don't have to talk. They can see what you're doing. It's contagious. It's contagious. And especially if you live in the state of Florida, it's a lot easier. But we try to let our light shine where we are in Dallas. And you can see Dallas has done very well here, seeing Councilwoman Tiffany, help me out. I am drawing, you know I'm sleeping. I think they get me. Help me out, Sheriff. I guess Cheryl left me for a minute, but I'm gonna have it for you. And I feel bad. My mind is just kind of slow right now. But you see people from Dallas. I even sat down at a table with a group, and they were from the Dallas area. So it was just crazy, crazy how people right there in your area were sitting at the same table gentleman from Arlington, Texas, a family from Frisco. And then my roommate, my freshman roommate, Robert Young, we call him Trash, he lives in the Frisco area. So it's amazing how we FAMUers have just grown from place to place. And the name is Tiffany Young in my head now. It comes. So FAMU is everywhere. Cheryl mentioned about Kim Lee Godwin, and I remember her. And, you know, we got connections. We have connections. And in every field, and that's how we're going to do it, continue to do it. Because we didn't get where we are by ourselves. There's so many people who have gone in and made a difference in the lives of the people they've come in contact with. So we are FAMU. In the little chant, I'm going to get it together. I wish we had somebody on the line right now that can help us get that. Okay. It's about 52 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggins, live. Cheryl has dropped out. I guess she's going to give me a few choice words a little bit later. But you know what? It's all good. It's homecoming. Everything, the pageantry, the kids. And, of course, we could be opinionated based on what they may have had on. But I think about maybe how the previous generation felt about us. So, but it's just them. And it's just not one. It's the whole group, pretty much, how they carry themselves. They've been respectful. You know, we had a couple of guys and young ladies that might have had language that was not suitable for church. So we are just crazy. And I'm going to bring Cheryl on. I mean, I appreciate those who have gotten online to call us this morning. You just don't know how good this makes me feel. And to have friends to chime in. But Cheryl, you hot.
No, you hot, but that's okay. And you keep it going. But, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, that there was a recession held for Coach Rudy Hubbard. And that was before a lot of folks' time, but it was during my time. You remember when FAMU went like 17-0? And
oh, yeah.
That was while I was here. And I just tell you, we were at the airport. Nate Newton was there, a number of people. And when the flight was delayed like 4 or 5 hours, I think Nate and his wife finally got off the plane, because we didn't know what was happening. We knew there wasn't air conditioning, and they made people get off the plane. And Nate came off the plane saying, "We're back, we won." So he called it into existence. But there's something about going to an HBCU, because we were there with Grambling folks, and Southern folks were coming by. Different people from different HBCUs were coming by giving their shout-outs. And we did everything but start playing music and getting the crab ball going, because we were having a good time. And it's just a wonderful experience, the HBCU experience, and which, you know, brings me just on a sad note. I just implore Howard University officials to get it together. Whatever you have to do to deal with the issue, we have students protesting living conditions, and Howard administration taking a hard line, and you have everyone from Representative Ayanna Pressley to Reverend Jesse Jackson stepping in and, you know, saying we need to fix this. And you know, as long as the young people, as long as the students are respectful, you know, I don't have a problem. It's when they become disrespectful, then you know I'll have a problem. But there are issues, and we have a lot of issues, and I've talked to a number of HBCU presidents. We're dealing with infrastructure issues because we don't have the dollars that a lot of institutions have, and that's why we need to call on Congress. And I know that the Biden administration, the Harris administration, that they are cognizant of what's going on, and we have to dig deep. You know, we have alumni saying, I don't have $100,000. I don't have $10,000. I don't have $1,000. But guess what? Every dollar counts, and we need to implore. We need to urge our alums to give more. We need to urge our and support our administration that we definitely have to support our students. And yesterday, in fact, I was standing somewhere, and this young girl said, excuse me, y'all just going to block the way? And I said, do you realize you're being rude? And so then I said something to Coach Simmons' wife, because I realized they were together, and Coach Simmons' wife made her come back and apologize. And then, lo and behold, guess what happened, Andrew?
What happened?
Found out that we were talking and found out the young lady is from Newark, New Jersey. And she grabbed me and held on to me and wouldn't let go. And it's just, you never know who you're going to run into, but there has to be a certain reverence. Maybe next time she runs into someone who's old enough to be her mama, she will not forget that she was raised right. You know, you just, you know, when all those said and done, we gotta have respect. But I'm gonna let you go on and enjoy this moment. I hope that when you get off, you will call me, because it would be nice to see you. And plus, if you're gonna tear up, I'm sure if I see you up on the set, you may buy some for me too.
Okay. You know what? Let me let you in. I'll do the best I can. For some reason, I went down to the frat house, and we tried to step, and I split my back pocket, and my wallet fell out. So I'm going to go down there and look for it first. So if you didn't know I was a storyteller too, did you? See,
I know you. The stages. Andrew, I have to get the name of the brother, but there was one of your fraternity brothers from Jacksonville. I've been in a press box for decades with him, and Albert Chester was telling me that he passed like a year and a half ago. And and it was just really, you know, you just keep going hoping that you're going to see people at homecoming. And that's why you got to cherish every moment.
Every moment. You said so right.
He's not there. You know, he loved family. He loved being at the games. And he was always talking junk in the press box. So, and then
to find out that he... That's what we do. But, Cheryl, I tell you this. I am just so happy that the Rattlers are now in the SWAT. Gives us an opportunity. Maybe we'll see him. Of course, we'll see him now over, and hopefully we can get him in Dallas and play someone, because right now we have Prairie View and Grambling that's there annually. Texas Southern and Southern are trying to reduce some there, but hopefully we can take one of their places playing the other school.
I know people are complaining about the officiating from SWAT.
Yeah, it was a little controversial. Everything was perfect. They had a little skirmish among the players out there on the field. Couldn't quite. I saw someone grab a helmet, or it was told it was grabbed a helmet, and benches cleared. So hopefully it will be some suspensions. It happened right in front of FAMU's bench. But I understand the brotherhood about protecting your brother. But then again, you know, there are rules and regulations that we have to follow. And I'll put it like this, because I won a bet in Dallas. The bet was a friend of mine's Chris. He went to Grambling. And so now he's going to have to wear a pants hat for a week. So thank you, Rapper. I never liked black and gold, ever. Started from playing high school. Never liked black and gold. But it's going to be interesting, Cheryl, with the fallout of maybe who was suspended and how it really would affect the teams. Right now,
But I've heard, you know, there have been complaints about the officiating at the last three SWAC games I've gone. No, actually, the last four.
Yeah, it's definitely like not like American. It's something special. Something special when it comes to officiating. And,
Go ahead.
Yes.
I was just going to give a big actor. Laid a big shout out. I don't know if you realize it, but a story by our own Carrington Wiggum was run in Texas Metro News.
Well, trust me, I know about it. I know about everything. And, you know, I really can appreciate her, and I know a lot of focus is on her, but I appreciate both kids. But they have something special in their own way. And she is living her moment, you know, living her best life. But, you know, just like people who had to bring me back, Cheryl, I try to remind her that it doesn't last always. Enjoy it while you're here. Still take care of your business. Because when you come back, the greatest feeling is when somebody calls your name, and I'm a true testament of that. And people remember you when you didn't even remember them. And one thing I always said, I can remember a name and face. We've all matured. Our bodies have matured a little bit now. But the thing is that, and then when you return their name, they were like, oh, my God, he remembered me. You know, if we had some type of interaction here at FAMU, you know, I can tell you where you're from. I might not know your name sometimes, but knowing that they're from Pompano, Tallahassee, or wherever. And it was kind of hard with the mask because everybody was looking at eyes, and then they were pulling back.
Yes, I know.
So, but the whole
Well, you know, there's one name we need to call. Can I call one name?
Is it the lottery?
You ready for it? Can I call one name? One name I want to call is Deirdre Wiggum.
She's tough.
And I want to salute her. She's one of my favorite kids.
Yeah, I salute her as well. And I think now she realized. I realize, along with her, is that how important FAMU or HBCUs are. You know, I fought like the devil to get Andrew here, but you know, everybody doesn't fit in this module. I think he would have survived anywhere, but you know, going to University of Miami, the only consolation I gave him, you know, jokingly, was that at least it's orange and green. So at least your wardrobe won't be different. You can wear some of that and cover up that U and then still attend the family game. So, and then just having just a, him and Carrington just made us feel great. You know, and you got Uncle Lonnie and Uncle Stanley, and, you know, 40 guys, 48 years, everything. And like you said, Cheryl, we always, sometimes you create lifetime memberships, lifetime friendships with the people that when you walk in didn't have a clue who you were going to get with. And with that being said, it's just wonderful. And whoever came up with the slogan, FAMU Lee, has hit the nail on the head. Hit the nail on the head. So I'm just happy to run into all my friends. And it's like cheers. Sometimes you just want to go where somebody can call your name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the cherry on the sundae for me. But speaking of cherries on the sundae, Cheryl, it is the top of the hour. Hang in here. We're going to have some black college sports. Here we go.
Can you keep up? I'll talk to you up here from Gordon Live. First Tallahassee today. Give you all the sports of Tallahassee. Like historical black colleges and universities. Seeking students at the CIAA, SIAP, the NEAC, and SWAC. The football I sent over yesterday, it was Arkansas. I am going to get all my notes. Hold on. Boy, I say you, we'll get it together. You know what? Sam, you be grounded. You know, my notes changed on me. That's all I remember. That's all I care about. So it is what it is. But we're going to get it for you. But you know, Vaughn, Wilson, your bad dude, man. Flying that drone, taking some of the pictures that you had on yesterday is absolutely fantastic. And Cheryl, as we, you know, I'm on somebody's Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi drop. I'm good. I'm getting together. Yeah, don't laugh at me. Okay, somebody's talking. But you know, one thing about the SWAC, the competition is there. I know Valley, Mississippi Valley State, and Jackson State plays there in the Delta. So it's a lot going on. But again, congratulations, Willie Simmons, and take care of homecoming. I tell you, nothing like losing homecoming. People travel for miles around. You want perfection. And you get down here. And they leave. I would have been pissed off. Pissed to the highest level of festivity. I tell you, I can't find, had all my notes. That's why we do it live. And we'll punch out. Go up and go back. Tell me what you think about the game. I tell you, I'm set up here and I can find 26-3. The Rattlers always strike again. I tell you, I'm going to try to get that chant together for all you Rattlers that are out there. You know, it lets you know that it is live and it's not moving there. So we will get this thing together. It won't be right, Carol. When in doubt, keep doing what you're doing. Let's get Jordan and we'll get it back. Only live radio, excuse me, seem like I'm still maturing a little bit, that you can do that, and we had some updates. But again, you know what? Maybe that happened for a reason. Because I went to the best, not only did I go to the best HBCU, I attended the best HBCU game on yesterday. And we're just so glad that the Rattlers were victorious. Had a little rain the night before, the temperature changed. But you know what? Regardless, we were ready, lock and loaded. As Cheryl mentioned, over 31,000 folks attended the game. And our condolences this morning to Grambling State University famed marching band. One of their members, excuse me, died unexpectedly. And so our prayers are out to them. I wanted to see the band, because I tell you, living in Dallas, we have all those folks from Grambling that just talk probably more than we do, but you know what? When you go to HBCU, that's what you do. You brag on yours, and I never forget Reverend Miles, those from our generation, always said, to have a successful season, you don't have to win but two games.
one being homecoming and beat Bethune-Cookman. We've been kind of slack on the Bethune-Cookman, but I see this year, I hope that we take care of our business. They're not doing well at all. But they seem to bring their best when fam is to town. And we just don't continue. So, Rattlers, keep striking, keep striking, keep striking. I tell you, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It is about 11 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew William Live. I tell you, if you hear it in my voice, you know I've been talking all weekend. All weekend. Celebrating the 40th anniversary with my Lion Brothers. Who would have thunk? Who would have thunk it that we have gone 4 years together? And I want to thank those on the phone that were there with me to help me along the way. And it's just mind-boggling. And for people to come back, and let me just blow the horn. I know Cheryl won't get me. Is that got the opportunity to work with Carrington, a generational thing, as you all have mentioned before. It was really, really heartfelt. If you're here earlier, you kind of heard me break down. But you know what? I'm with my family. So let you know that I'm not as hard as you think I am. But when it comes to my friends and family, I'll give you my arm. But you got to give it back. Because I don't know, I can't walk around and not have my arm. But no, I'll give it to you. But again, a lot going on. We want to hear about your epic experience. All you have to do is press 1, and we'll get you on. Tell us a little bit about what you enjoyed about homecoming. And we'll wait and see. If you just press 1, I'll see you in the queue. I see we have some folks from St. Petersburg, Atlanta, Dallas. And let me know. Let me know. Just press 1. There you go, Atlanta. What's going on? Welcome to The World According to Drew. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good.
Happy homecoming.
So let me thank you. Same to you. Let me tell you why I said same to you. I've been knowing Mark for many of years. Started out at Mo Brown, Morris Brown there in the Hotlanta. Then, I don't know, he got hit in the head. Something happened. He ended up going to Florida State. But I can say this. He's been a true friend, and his family attended FAMU, and Mark makes annual contributions to the Florida A&M University funds. Man, so I want to personally thank you for at least keeping the dream alive on this side of the track. I'm sure you may get some on the other side. But we appreciate the love, you know, that you're showing to our university on behalf of your family. And we just hope, did you have a good time yesterday during the week?
I sure did. I had a blast this whole weekend. Food was good. The vendors was good. One of them I spent several hundred dollars with, but that's not important. All that. And I sympathize with Cheryl, too, in trying to contact you and not getting any response. I mean, you know, we all get that, Cheryl. Don't feel bad.
You know what they told me in radio? You always had the power to take the mic from the person talking. So don't let me exercise that on you. No, but it's something about Tallahassee. It's especially at the stadium. I tried to go Facebook Live, and I just couldn't pick up a great signal. So I don't know if we need to call the communications people so that they can put more towers on this side of town. Because do you think the people at Florida State have issues? Do you think the people in Cologne have issues?
I'm sure.
Yeah. But it was something about everybody on the phone trying to call, take pictures, that we had some delays in our service. And even to this morning, you know, we connected via web and Skype and all of those things up in the satellites.
Mm-hmm.
you know, it was a little hard for me getting on this morning, but I started early. And so what do we need to do? We need to give the students, I think I can get that, so we can get better performance on our cell phone. They already know. Mm-hmm. Maybe, Mark, that some people get lucky that the world doesn't know where they are for a minute. But I think we deserve the same service that is provided on the other side of the track. And here we are in 2021, still discussing things like we back in the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s. All we've ever wanted was an opportunity to shine. And Cheryl mentioned again, and I just loved it, we had Roy Wood. Lonnie mentioned it as well. Man, you talking about a story. I was sitting up like a little kid. And you know how I try to be comical. And, I mean, he mixed it all in. And, fam, you have given a lot of opportunity to people who may not have had the door open at any other institution. And that can be said for a lot of our historically black colleges. So, you know, with that being said, you see the stars among the stars. We have, and I would be remiss if I didn't talk about Keith Clayscale. You know, former editor of Vibe magazine, worked for Puffy's Television, Revolt TV, or something like that. Came up with those documentaries that we all enjoy today, 30 for 30, executive producer of that. So great minds come from FAMU. Great minds come from a lot of our historically black colleges and universities. And that's why it's so important that we give. You know, give what you can. Give what you can. So go ahead, Mark. Tell us why you give. Coming from across the track.
Well, because, you know, I'm trying to set an example and tell my friends, you know, whatever you can give, $5, $10 a month, it's very important. I looked at Spelman graduating classes of like 400 to 700 students. They raise $1 million. 700 students.
But again, back. But they had some freshman classes that did extremely well, over 30,000. I was hoping to have someone that can give you a total of what we created and contributed to Florida Agriculture Academy.
It's very important, and because you know all the real estate around FAMU, you know, every FSU is trying to buy up, you know, they need money to do things, you know, and responsible people to handle the money too.
Well, Mark, here's a challenge for all of us that's here, and we want to challenge. Why don't we create a fund? Call it FAMU Grows Outward. And we can make that happen.
They got all the funds created on the alumni page. They got enough for you to donate.
Right. I know specifically with the school funds, what they have to do with theirs. If you work up on the alumni and start getting out in the community, other than just recruiting and other things, you know, giving you money there, we just have to kind of look at the legal tape of that, of the legal landscape to see the do's and don'ts with foundations, do's and don'ts with organizations, and just see. But it would be nice if we could come together and our state would be one of getting funds to buy the surrounding areas. Because if you look at Osceola and Kissimmee Streets right there by FAMU, we could control that whole block for parking. Okay?
Well, money talks.
Yeah, money talks and the rest walks. But, again, when you go across the track, it's like night and day, and we just need to fight. We got a Hyatt house on our side of the track. The rule was back in the day that you stopped at the track. But they come across the tracks, they've replenished the roads or created a new road called
Samuel Wayne. And there was nothing right there next to the train track.
Mm-hmm.
So it utilized, and I know, you know what, thinking about it, folks, if you wanted to get to Lake Bradford and didn't want to go down Gaines, it makes sense. The planning, you put in a road, you bypass FAMU. And remember, you had to go to Gamble, and they changed the name of it. I'll think of a husband and wife, because they found out Gamble wasn't on the record officially for what he may have done, but then they found out, and we had the name change, and I'll find out. But remember, they had to go through Gamble to get to Lake Bradford. And don't think, oh, it's cute, we have that turnabout and this, that, and the other. It was a message they sent. They didn't want to come up to FAMU. Did y'all think about that? The brick just hit me in the head a minute ago. So we go around on FAMU Way. Maybe they should have came to FAMU Roundabout Way. So they sending us messages all along. We just got to be able to figure it out. It's good that you darn our name, but you cut out a new road around FAMU. Well, that's good. When you take the detour, we love it. We truly love it. But Mark, it's just some of the monies that at Convocation they presented is outstanding. But don't let it be a continual thing. Because a lot of institutions, they don't get just one-time gifts.
Mm-hmm.
It's continual.
Yeah.
And that's how we're going to survive. You know, the federal government did give us $30 million, you know, for our historically black colleges and universities.
I do think we need to reach out and make it easier for people to donate, you know, especially for it to be reoccurring donations. You know, I may not have seen it, but, you know, I don't see it yet. And, you know, sometimes I may miss a month, you know, because of that. But,
right.
You know, PayPal pays for you to. Huh?
Here's something that works. If you could consider getting a insurance policy and, you know, make sure you take care of your family first. I don't want y'all to get out here and get these policies and earmark them for family. You're not taking care of your family. Take care of your family.
You
know? That's my first. That's
right.
My first thing. But they do have the insurance policies where you could, you know, the policy maturity would be at $25,000. And you can donate that. And if you have any questions, you just get in touch with me or let us know, give us a contact and say to it. That way we could get some information on how you can do it. But that's what they're doing in places. That's how we're making our some of our money. But, you know, we have to keep these HBCU lives alive. Keep them in the forefront. Keep them where they can train the next generation of minds. Because we fight in Dallas to try to get kids here, and they're doing well. I wish we could do more, but consider the geographic location on the map. It's kind of hard to get kids to Florida. And it's not so much the kids want to go, it's parents not wanting to let go. It is hard to let go, but you know what? We've got these cell phones. These smartphones are making us numb about a minute, but we're able to do FaceTime. We're able to do whatever we need to do to keep in contact. There's no excuse about not being able to talk or see your baby. We got it all right there. But it's tough. It's getting very tough for the funding, and we just need more, absolutely more. Of what you're doing, Mark, and I applaud you not to have attended Florida A&M, but to continue to give. I thank you, my brother, Bunch Peace. Sound like you're trying to get out to breakfast. All right. He probably already eaten now, but we're thinking. Let's take our next caller from 727. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. What's going on in your world? St. Petersburg. We'd like to know from
hey,
St.
Drew.
Petersburg. Yes, sir.
Hey, this is 727, my brother. Hey, this is Bert from St. Pete. First of all, I want to say once again, congratulations as we celebrated our 40th Alpha Z chapter, Kappa Alpha Psi, final conflict. That was a great moment for us to get back together and celebrate our legacy as brothers in the fraternity.
Yes.
Now, as far as homecoming is concerned, you know, family homecoming has always been great. And like I say 100 times, you haven't been to a homecoming till you've gone to a FAMU homecoming. And one of the highlights to me of the homecoming event at the game was the fact that FAMU, the band, paid respect to the fact that Grambling could not attend because they lost a band member. And it was truly an emotional moment to hear the band play and give respect to Grambling and their band family. That was a classic, a class act, which shows the classicness in FAMU. So let's not lose track of the fact that we care about the FAMU Lee, but we also care about our HBCU family. So my brother, it's always great to talk to you. It's always great seeing you when we can. And I'm proud of you, Andrew, for what you've accomplished on the radio. I'm proud of Carrington, and I'm proud of Lil Drew, and I'm proud of my children for attending FAMU, my daughter, my son, and my brother. It's just nice to see all of us again.
Yeah,
so
really
I'm
well,
back out of
really
here
well.
And listen
and well,
to
man,
you,
I appreciate
as
you.
We always do.
Hey, you know what? Y'all made me tough. I was a youngster when I met y'all, and y'all put it on me right away. And even we had a little separation, you know. And I mentioned that on Friday night that you know, I figured I was missing something special, and it's good to be back in the fold and everything. And enjoy. I tell you, we walked away not only rekindling our friendships, but now you have a momentum on your finger, and enjoy it, and just help us just always, you know, when you're away, we'll think about each other, and that's what it's all about. So I thank you. Give my best to Lisa, and, you know, your wife is always my favorite, always my favorite. I get excited every time I see her. But much love to you, Bert, and
you,
your kids. Huh?
Yep. Hey, I married her, so you wouldn't.
But I know, look, my game would have had to be a little stronger. I was a youngster. But you know what? Y'all been together forever. And you know what? People idolize you all for the longevity of being together from high school, college, and beyond, and to send your kids back. You know, I always tell everybody it's always a little easier when you live in the state, but you still got to buy them, and they believe in you, and your kids are doing absolutely wonderful. And that's got to be the greatest feeling, because I know I feel it on this end. So
oh, yeah.
Thank you, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Keep listening. We're going to keep things going. And definitely give my best to your family.
Absolutely. Same here, Drew.
All right. Much love, brother.
Yeah, love you too, my brother.
All right. Boy, that's some great words, some great sayings there. We're going to go on. I see we still got Lonnie on somewhere. I know he's muted for a while. But an epic homecoming. Folks, as Bert said, if you... You haven't been to a homecoming until you've been to ours. Yeah, we brag, we boast. And had a good friend from Grambling we conversed on yesterday. And it was just good to see her out of her element, which was okay. it really was okay. I kind of like seeing her out of her element. Because sometimes when you work with people, you don't, you know, everybody's got the game face on and everything, but it was just good. And I got another coworker from Grambling that he'll be wearing a FAMU cap. That was the best. If FAM, well, I knew FAM wasn't going to lose. But if Grambling was to win, I had to walk around a week at work with a Grambling hat on. So, Chris, get ready. We got you coming, bro. Got you coming. But, you know, it's about 32 minutes after the hour. You know, we're talking about homecoming, some of the great things that our HBCUs have accomplished over the years. At one time, if you went to HBCU, you were only into agriculture, education, or preaching. That's what we were known for. But now we're going to the moon. We you know, we're writing songs. We're leading newscast shows. We're leading talk shows. We're leading radio programming. You know, all in your HBCU. And if you have a young person close to you and know that chant, you know, of course, we are Florida Agricultural Mechanical University, founded October 3rd, 1887. And something else they said in somebody, and what? And that was good every time they recited that. See, we wasn't that clever back then. We were just happy to be there. You look at the growth of the university. And I had some reservations about the amphitheater, and it's just kind of old-fashioned. I'm that type of person. If you still have people alive a generation or so, leave some remnants that you can have when you come back to campus. Oh, I stayed here in Sampson Hall. Or, you know, for the ones that came from out of town. There were a lot of people that were in town that did stay on the campus. But even if they didn't stay on campus, they had that campus feel because they came up on the campus all the time. All the time, just even when they were in high school. See, so it's that kinship. But Lee Hall is still there, Jackson Davis. They got rid of Cropper McGuinn, Wheatley, and Diamond. And that's where the new Will Packer Amphitheater is located. So we have to grow. Student services are now at the Foothillier building. Now they have a new building. So big things are going on in FAMU, and we just love the growth, and we must maintain with our kids to keep them there. We have another caller here. Let's see, we saw that one. And then my show today is all about FAMU. FAMU, 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 I love thee. I'll fight when in the river the battle be. The orange and the green, that sun should never defend. Be loyal to that name of love attend. But I'm struggling, but I have no clothes. I'm there. FAMU, FAMU, I love thee. You never forget. You never forget. And that's what we want. We want you to never forget what FAMU or any of our HBCUs have provided for this country. Folks, one thing I want to throw this in, even though we're talking about homecoming, I want you to go back to your prospective communities and find out your charters on your voting. I know in the state of Texas they are reshuffling the deck as is associated with the districts, especially in the Houston area where we have more African-American Congress people there. Sheila Jackson, and others that are right there in the Houston area. A few years ago, you may not know, they had the voting, and they put in 9 black judges in Harris County, 9 black judges, and they all are sisters. They are going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs in Houston. So with that being said, pay attention to what's going on in your respective communities. Find out if they're trying to redistrict. The way they are responding after the elections of last year, they're trying to redistrict to minimize areas where our minorities have been in charge. So don't get blindsided. See what's going on. Fight in your community. That means so much to everyone. It's about 36 minutes out. After the hour, you're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Whittem live from Studio A on the road here in Tallahassee. Beautiful Tallahassee. Homecoming. Epic homecoming. It's been 2 years, but we're able to get here and do some great things in Tallahassee. I didn't hear of anything. I did ride around the city and did see a few cops, but I have not heard anything personally. I pray that everyone is safe and everyone be able to get back home safely to their respective neighborhoods. All right. We got my man all the way from the boots in the Crescent City of New Orleans, Louisiana. Good morning. Welcome to The World According to Drew. What's going on in your world?
Hey, God bless you, good brother, to all your achievements and the awards that you received over the weekend. Congratulations to your daughter. And, of course, your 40th anniversary of being on the line of the great Kappa Alpha Phi Incorporated fraternity. So you had a beautiful weekend, and God thoroughly blessed you out there over the weekend.
Oh, yes, absolutely, man. Like I mentioned earlier, it's no place like home. It's good comeback.
Right, exactly. Right. And I want to pay tribute to, I guess you would call alumnus who's transitioned on. The first time I ever heard about FAMU, Florida A&M University, was from my father's and mother's friend, Wallace Hawkins. He was a physical therapist, and he was also part of the FAMU tennis team back in, I guess, in the 40s or 50s. And he was a great, I really admired him growing up. And so that's the first time I heard about him, about FAMU. And again, he was on the tennis team back in the day. So you never know. And then from that, I put in an application to FAMU when I was applying to colleges, FAMU, Dillard, Xavier, and Southern. And so FAMU is one of the places I applied to also. So just want to put that information out there.
We appreciate you putting us on your map. And you know, it's all about, you know, I tell everybody I'm going to apply 50 years. That I do understand. But give us a try. They seem to do good things. Good things.
Oh, yeah.
We are leaders in places. And, you know, Harvard is Harvard. Yale is Yale. Duke is Duke.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing like, we say, nothing like our HBCU.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. And I ended up going to Dillard and then finished up at Howard. So at Howard, you know, it seemed like every several years we always have to have a protest at Howard to keep the trustees and administrators on the straight and narrow. But sometimes they require that kind of discipline from the students and the alumni. So, but you know, par for the course. So.
Yeah. So it's you know, it's crazy. It is simply crazy. But I can say this: a lot of the protesting that we've had started at our summer, mm-hmm. historically black when they had the sit-in.
Yeah.
From sit-in in North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, that.
Did FAMU ever, did y'all ever have to have anything like that at FAMU, or you were able to avoid that over the years?
Oh, no, we had it. We had what they call a Tallahassee boycott, bus boycott, in 1956. You know, we always hear about Rosa Parks and what she did in the city of Montgomery. Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Same. K. Steele, who was a pastor, and most of our civil rights movements were through the church.
Uh-huh.
And, it's just unbelievable, you know, some of the gains that we made, but some people had to make the sacrifice. You hear about the Walgreens and sit-in. It was students, young students.
Mm-hmm.
And even when
mm-hmm.
we've had was John Lewis, who Martin Luther King used. He was a young student at the time.
Right.
So it's there. The history is there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you couldn't go to Walgreens, so whatever it was, Wood, all those were together at one time.
All those places, yeah, right.
You know, we have a storied history that a lot of people don't know about.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I wanted to make a correction. I was talking about Wallace Hawkins. He might have been on the basketball team. I have to go back and check. I know he played tennis. I always knew him playing tennis growing up, but he may have actually been on the basketball team. So I'll see whether it's either tennis or basketball team Wallace Hawkins was on. So that's part of that family history I have to look up myself.
Yeah. But, you know, we just do so much. HBCUs throughout the country, and never meet. I should have said not so much meet. Sometimes it never gets to that top story that they want to talk. You know, it's the bias that they have it that we talk about quite a bit. And the same thing, you know, in every city, and in Tallahassee, we share Tallahassee with Florida State, and they get a PR. And we understand that. The same happens in Baton Rouge with Southern and LSU. Same can be said there in Austin, Texas. You have University of Texas as well as Houston Tillerson University.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, you have SMU, and then you have Paul Quinn College. So there's a lot of disparity with the colleges, especially if our HBCUs are there as well. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. If you right now go online and Google Paul Quinn College, they have one of the most outstanding basketball courts. They have a mural.
Right.
And just Google it, Paul Quinn College, a member of the AME Church I grew up in.
Right.
And it's located in Dallas, Texas. And just look at their floor. ESPN has called. You know, they're asking, you know, for the president, of course, the athletic director, the sports information person, who happens to be me. So hopefully we'll get some interviews at the floor. So,
congratulations.
Well, thank you. Been doing about 10 years. It's part-time, but it's good. And that's the way I did back to my HBCUs, through them. So it's a lot going on. We just need people to recognize that we're able to train as well. And if you can, give a couple of dollars back to your alma mater. Anything is better than nothing at all. Make some contribution.
Now, Bishop, Bishop College, was that in was Bishop College in Dallas or Waco when they had Bishop?
Let me tell you, it started out in Marshall, Texas, Bishop. Then they moved to Dallas. Then they closed in the late 80s. And then Paul Quinn was first, I think, in Austin, Texas, and then moved to Waco. And then they moved from Waco into Dallas in the old Bishop campus. And it's funny that you mentioned Bishop. So they still get the alumni of both schools together.
Oh,
Bishop
good.
And Paul.
Yeah. Beautiful.
They're doing great things. They're rolling it now, you know, of course, with private schools.
Mm-hmm.
But the Andy Church still supports their schools, Allen College, which was named after Richard Allen. Morris Brown, who was formerly a bishop in the AME Church.
Mm-hmm.
And then Paul Quinn, the bishop, as well. So they're everywhere. The AME churches, and they have some schools, and they are, after hundreds and hundreds of years, they still hanging in there. They're not getting the funding for the church. And then, you know, with COVID, a lot of things were challenged, you know, with the lack of having a train in Tampa. The church was doing well in COVID. People still gave to worry about big light bills when they were still prospering.
Right.
But, you know, our HBCUs are so important, and they don't want to give money here, Graham and others. Why do we need HBCUs? I remember President Bush, and we're talking George W., when he wanted to close some of the HBCUs, he didn't want to provide federal grants. And
right.
Fought him and fought him, and you can see he didn't win that particular battle.
Right.
And our HBCUs are even doing better than before. Remind people when we didn't have choices. Did not have choices. All we had was our schools. So we may be coming up your way this weekend. We got to check on some logistics. It's hosting the Rattlers. Then we're going to get from Louisiana down to some. Down in the bayou with some cayenne pepper.
Yeah, we'll try to connect during the weekday and see if we can hook up with something, you know? Yeah.
Yes, I
look forward to that.
Yeah. I like the winner, but our rattlers did their thing, boy. They did their thing. I mean, they're so happy. So happy.
They took care of business, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, let me ask you this, Drew. During the basketball season, will you be presenting the basketball scores also? Do you get a chance to do that when the basketball kicks off?
There are so many more basketball games than there are football games.
Right.
So I'll try to mix it in a little bit, but mainly I try to focus on the football because it's a pure game. But I may spotlight a couple of schools.
Let me ask you this, being a sports director, do you think that Morris Brown will ever bring their sports program back, or that's way down the road if you have to guess?
Once they establish a student body, then maybe they can come back. And people don't realize football is a very expensive sport. One, the equipment that's needed, and then the numbers of kids is a lot higher at 50, 60 kids. Then you got to feed them. Then when you travel, you got to make sure you can cover them. Now, FAMU, the defense of FAMU, the band probably requires just as much as the football.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Or more. Yeah. You find that 200 plus kids you got to take care of. You got to get the instruments where they need to be, just like the equipment for the football team. And I tell
insurance.
You what, so good. Yeah, insurance, everything. Everything associated with it. But I'm hoping that we can move forward and do a few more basketball games. So since you said that, I may feature a particular conference every week.
Oh,
you know,
CIAA
or SIAC, and then MEAC and SWAC, you know, over time. Try to do them all, you know, somebody. Because they didn't have their school playing. But let me do this, Eric. Stay on. Let me just go ahead and give you the highlights. My page didn't float on this one this time. We had Robert Morris over Hampton, 38-5. Mammoth over North Carolina A&T, 35-16. Norfolk State over Morgan State, 31-20. South Carolina State defeats North Carolina Central, 27-24, Delaware State over Howard, 30-23. Texas Southern big over Arkansas Pamela, 59-17. Alabama A&M returned their winning ways, defeating Alabama State in the Magic City Classic held in Birmingham, Alabama, 42-28. Jackson State defeats Mississippi Valley State, 28-19. Tennessee State over Murray State, 27-21. Southern defeats Alcorn, which is a major upset. Major upset. 38-35 and out of Tallahassee. The mighty, mighty Rattlers. Strike on Grambling State Tigers, 26-3. And Eric, I don't know if you were on. I talked a little earlier about there was a little fight going on out there but the referees kind of came in and separated the kids from that point. So it's crazy out there, but again, we have to keep these kids going and teach them how what manhood is all about, because that's your internship to life. It's in college. You know, you learn to be more responsible and transition the things that you've learned into the real world. I tell them all the time, enjoy what you're doing now. But there ain't no joke and no buffer when you got your own job to deal with. So it's something, man. It is really, really something. And our HBCU, like I said, just really been a part. Really been a part. Fabric. And we just continue to do it from here on out. But Eric, I tell you, just seeing everybody in two new places, I attended different things throughout the city. You know, I was busy. I didn't have no time really for a lot of time for family, for friends, just trying to keep up. And then the family I was with, we always just, we were going on the run, step shows, comedy, football games, going to meet people here, meet there, anniversary party. It was a lot, very taxing. So I know when I go back to Dallas, I'm taking a good nap.
A couple of days, man. Well, you deserve a good time like that, that's for sure.
Oh, man, great time. Like I told, or always telling everyone, you know, it's just, I felt like Dorothy and Toto. I clicked my heels three times and said, no place like, no place
Right.
Yeah, so. Man, we appreciate you always being a faithful listener to the world of what you drew and giving us updates. I can tell y'all this, ladies and gentlemen, when the storms were coming and hurricanes were occurring, Eric kept us abreast of what was going on there in the Crescent City, and we really appreciate it. He was my storm chaser, but the only difference, he was my storm runner.
Yeah, man, that's what the wise do. That's what smart people do. You run away from the storm. You don't go up in the middle of that bad boy.
Look, we know better. You know, that movie with Helen Hunt. They looking to get to the center of the tornado, running and chasing. No, we
run. Yeah, that's right. That's in common sense. You ain't going to go up in that thing.
Yeah, man, we thank you so much for being a good listener here, and we're going to try to wind this thing up, get some other people. But, man, you keep doing what you're doing.
And we'll be in contact throughout the week. All right, now.
Okay. All right, folks, as we wind down, it's 55 minutes after the hour. If you want to say something quickly, just press 1 about if you're in town for the Epic Homecoming, and we'll try to close the show out. Just press 1. I want to hear this. If you don't say nothing, but good morning. And everything. Good morning. I know this caller. Good morning, Red Deirdre.
Good morning. How are you?
Very tired. But we were
going
on.
I know.
From faithful listeners. And welcome to the world according to Drew. And like I tell everybody, and what else is going on in your world this morning?
Well, I just wanted to say, of course, I am here with you and with my baby Carrington, and it was indeed an epic return. Had a great time. I feel like I, too, am a part of the FAMU League. Just much gratitude to Florida A&M for the way that they have embraced and worked with Carrington. I'm so proud of both of you for you, of course, leading the charge in the world of student government and her following in your footsteps. So it has been just been a roller coaster ride, but just a wonderful ride. So I'm so grateful for the success of my child in the opportunities that FAMU has given her.
Well, we thank you for trusting family with Karen and our baby. And I tell you, and I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you're wrong, we kind of knew that she was going to be some type of leader because that famous talent show I always talk about, where she just took the microphone from Andrew. We knew she was going to be stars then. So it's just good to see her in her element. Thank you for just sharing your wisdom to all of us so that we can be the best people that we can possibly be. And we're forever grateful.
Well, a shout out. Well, yes, thank you. I was going to say a shout-out to everything that I experienced this weekend. A shout-out to the members of Alpha Kappa Alpha. I appreciate seeing all the Black College, the queens, the FAMU queens, Miss FAMUs, past and present. So I've just had a great weekend, and thank you for making me feel a part.
All right. All right. Well, you're going to be a part anyway, so we good. We good. No, but that's... Thank you so much. All right. And folks, and she, Deirdre, was a former Miss Coppin. Miss Coppin stayed there in Baltimore, Maryland. So she knows about HBCUs firsthand as well. But she must say, and I always remind her, nothing like a FAMU party. Because the party never stops. And we know how to party, but we know how to take care of our business as well. And it was just good to share with her, the family, and FAMU Lee, as we always say. But as we bring things to a close, thank you for everyone that participated. Thank you for everyone to listen to the program. Don't go, because we're going to close it out in grand fashion here, as soon as I can get everything together with our FAMU and our FAMU Lee. And we always going to take it out right. So get it together. All right, with the thunder and lightning, fill the sky, the fate of a glint of a rattler, a fallen rattler, hopes and a lost friends. When, boy, I tell you, technology is something else. When the sinew of the chest grows weary, and those hard-charging linebackers and the muscles of the legs of the tire from those hard-charging running backs, we always remember that the Rattlers will strike again. I tell you, this has been one of the best homecomings I've ever attended. It's like when we didn't get a chance to come last year, it's been 2 years. It really was a part of your life, part of that fabric. So as we wind things down, Cheryl, thank you as always for the opportunity. Everyone that participated this morning, we thank you for what you do. There will be no me without you, and I tell you this, it doesn't get any better than this. I'm out. Peace. FAMU today, FAMU tomorrow, FAMU forever. Peace.